You Come First by Scott William Foley. You want to know who comes first? That's right. You do. It's your right, your God-given right as an American citizen to do whatever you think needs to be done. Who are they to tell you anything? You're smart. You've been through a few things. You know what's what, right? These scientists, they're changing their story every day. One day we're supposed to wear a mask. The next day, the mask doesn't do anything. Then they're back to telling us to wear a mask again. Guess what? You're perfectly healthy. You don't have the virus, so you obviously can't give it to anyone. You can't give what you don't have. There is some real science. Speaking of which, where do these grocery stores get off trying to force you to wear a mask? Are they the Gestapo? Who put them in charge? You go right into that store without your mask and just watch what they'll do. Nothing. Oh, they'll talk. That's all anyone does. Talk, talk, talk. They'll probably say something like, "It's for the safety of our workers." But we all know that they shouldn't have vulnerable people working there. Their employees' frailty is supposed to keep you from eating? Not happening. On the topic of food, can you believe they shut down the gyms? That's a great strategy. There's a virus going around, so let's make sure people can't exercise. Brilliant. Here's some more science. Exercise makes people healthy. The government has you sitting at home, eating like a pig, and won't let you pump iron at the gym. They want you to get fat. They want you lazy. They want you at their mercy. That's how they try to control you. Furthermore, let's talk about these people in charge. They think they can dictate where you can go, what you can buy, and who you can hang out with. Last you checked, you live in a democracy, and you most definitely did not vote for fascism. And if you want to have people over, that is none of their business. Your friends are grown, aren't they? You can trust them to stay home if they're not feeling well. You're being treated like a child who's been sent to your room, and you don't like it. Not one bit. In fact, they won't even let you go to church. Seriously? There's two things guiding the course of your life, God and the Constitution. Both of them want you in church. After all, you live in one nation under God. Are you really going to let some commie pinko tea party snowflake socialist get between you and your Lord Jesus Christ? No way. This is how they'll eradicate Christianity from our schools, and you know it. Schools. Can you believe this? It's a fact that kids are barely getting sick at all, yet they shut down every school across the land. Just what are these teachers doing at home all day anyway? Your kid hands in some papers a little late, just a few months, and those teachers take their sweet time grading. They've already got the whole summer off, and now an extra 3 months on top of that? Just to sit at home. You're working your butt off, and they're probably out on the golf course instead of grading papers the day they come in. You emailed your thoughts about that to your kids' teachers, but they're too cowardly to even respond. Cowards. That's the operative word. Everyone is scared of their own shadow. Not you, though. Just the other day, you were at the hardware store. You needed a new snow shovel. Everyone with half a brain knows off-season is the time to buy. Some guy was taking too long looking at rakes, so you just stood right next to him and searched for the best price you could find. Capitalism, baby. He thought he was tough, said something to you about keeping your distance. One cough in his direction proved what kind of courage he really had. You're good to go. You've got a big house with a giant yard and a great job you can perform from home. You earned everything you have. And if people are catching some bad luck during the COVID outbreak, that's on them. They should have worked harder. The smart people know how to get things back on track. And it starts with the economy. When's the last time the COVID spent a dollar? You understand the COVID is flu. Technically it's not, but basically it is. Flu kills less than 1% of people who get it. The COVID kills less than 5%. You wish you were shocked the whole world shut down for less than 5%, but that's today's leaders for you, only worried about getting reelected. Let's make everyone suffer for less than a handful of the population. The old, the weak, the sick, how much are those people contributing to society anyway? You need to get this country up and running again by sacrificing whatever it takes. America comes first. Right after you.